B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
He is now with The Athletic, formerly in The Inquirer. He's a great friend of the program. He's a hell of a guy, and he is now writing for The Athletic, covering the Eagles right there. I bring on our next guest, Zach Berman. Zach, welcome in and congrats, man.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you saying that.
So you're going to be doing pretty much everything you've been to. You're a beat writer for The Athletic for the Eagles.
Yeah, my day-to-day won't change. The types of stories might change a bit. I'll be doing more bigger feature type stories. There won't be as much of the day to day, but I'll still have my pulse on the team, and I'll still be following all the news and hopefully breaking some news along the way. It just the transaction, the down the roster transaction, kind of won't be the big story. It'll be bigger in scope, bigger features, hopefully.
All right, well, you listen to me, Berman. I just want to make sure that we draw a line in the sand here. You make sure you leave the juicy stories like players reacting to their Madden ratings or what's their favorite sports movie. You leave those stories to me.
Hey, I'm giving those to you. I can't compete in that area. So I always, gotta know what you do well. And
I always like going up to like our, friends of ours like Dave Zangaro, whoever, Ruben Frank, the guys I work with at NBC, and just saying, hey, I got the scoop today, boys. I got the big one. I got the juicy story, and they're like, yeah, sure. But no, seriously, congratulations on the gig with the Athletic. I look forward to reading your stuff there, Zach. Now, we were just talking about the secondary. We've talked about the running back core. We've talked about the offensive line, the defensive line. When you look at this team, just, from the blimp, the bird's eye view, when you look at this team as it is, what are you expecting to be the most dominant aspect of this team?
Well, the quarterback, if he stays healthy.
Okay.
That's the key. And then the offensive skill positions. I mean, this is, in my opinion, and in Doug Peterson's opinion, the best group of offensive skill players they've had since Doug took the job in 2016. So I think if Carson remains healthy, then this is a chance to really be a high-powered offense, especially when you consider the stability they have on the offensive line, just the diversity of weapons they have. When you can spread out with four wide receivers, you can play two tight ends. You have, if Miles Sanders is what they think he's going to be, two reliable running backs. So I just think that the depth that they have is the best that they've had on the offensive side since Doug Peterson took over.
Now, I know that we had Zach Ertz a couple of weeks ago make the comment about the most talented team that he's ever been a part of and all that. I look at it and I say, when you think about the starters and everybody staying healthy, yeah, that makes sense. But will there ever be a roster from 1 to 53 that was better than the Super Bowl year? Like, you talk about depth?
It's a good question, and a lot of it really depends on who stays healthy, who gets injured, and which backups you hit on. If we're being honest, when we spoke in August of 2017, I don't know if you thought Corey Graham would be a player who would take over, 60-70% of the snaps in the Super Bowl. And you go on down the list. Nelson Aguilar was a question mark going into 2017. Had the most receptions for them in the Super Bowl. Corey Clement was on the bottom of the depth chart that year, was the leading receiver in the Super Bowl. So, I think that remains to be seen, but I do think that their depth chart is better now than it was going into 2017, although there are some positions where there are bigger question marks.
Zach, when we talk about depth chart, I go right to the secondary, and you have so many guys there: LeBlanc, Darby, Douglas, Maddox, Mills, Jones, all of them. Many will say there's a lot of depth there. I wonder how much talent there is there. The numbers are there, yes, and a lot of those guys gained experience last year. How do you see that group playing out, and what do you think their talent level is?
Yeah, I like that group, and I like that group because I still think Sidney Jones has a lot of good football left in him, and I don't think Philadelphia has seen what Sidney Jones can be. Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby both coming off major injuries, so there's a question mark there, and Mills did not play that well last year, but these were your two starters in the Super Bowl, and I do think if they're healthy, the experience they have, you can rely on that. And then what you saw from Avante Maddox, what you saw from Rasul Douglas last year taking a step forward, Craven LeBlanc when he came in late in the year, I think 1 through 6, they're deeper at cornerback than they've been in a long time. Now they're relying on guys staying healthy and relying on guys playing better than they played in the case of Sidney Jones. But I wouldn't worry so much about cornerback. My concern for the Eagles would be more defensive end depth. And I think considering the importance of that position and what that means for this defense, that's going to be one of the big questions during the next month.
Talk about the defensive side of the ball on the defensive line with Derek Barnett. This was a deep draft class of defensive ends. Howie Roseman pointed it out before the draft. I think it was 9 defensive ends went the first 3 rounds. How much are they really investing in Derek Barnett to take that step forward, being that they didn't address defensive end in the draft till the 5th round with Sharif Miller?
Yeah, good question. I think it's really the same trust they had in him last year. He had, 3.5 sacks in the first 4 games, and then he got the injury and tried playing through it, went on IR. But they're expecting Derek Barnett to be not just a good player, but really one of the front of the roster players. He is, he was number 14 pick in the draft, showed promise as a rookie. He was outstanding at Tennessee. And the thing that I can't emphasize enough with Derek Barnett is just how young he is. All right, so you talk about how loaded up a draft class this is. Derek Barnett is younger than Christian Wilkins, who was, the number 13 pick in the draft this year. The Eagles drafted him at the age of 20. He's 23 right now. So I think Derek Barnett has the chance to be an elite player, and I think because of the injury last year, there might not be, I think fans might not remember what he was at Tennessee or kind of the promise that he showed as a rookie.
Zach, who do you view to be the most important person on the offensive line this year? And maybe it's the best, maybe it's something else, but who do you view as the most important to keep that line together this year?
That's a great question because you have really 4 established players. I'd say Jason Kelce because he's so important to that line. A and B, I don't know if they have the depth behind him. You have Stefan Wisniewski, who's a reliable player, but Kelce does so much. And then the other one I say is Brandon Brooks because he's coming off the injury and he was an elite player, and you just want to see if he can return to form and how quickly. I didn't mention the tackles there, and obviously you're talking about 2 Pro Bowl tackles, but I think they have depth at that position. So if something were to happen to Jason Peters this year, they can withstand that. You've seen in Lane Johnson's case the way he's developed, but if something were to happen there, I think they can withstand that a bit. I don't know if they can withstand interior injuries as much. So I would say Jason Kelce and Brandon Brooks.
When you say they could withstand that, who would replace who? Like who's replacing Lane Johnson?
So they're playing Halapulivati Vaitai at the right side, but they played him at guard during training camp, but he's played the right side before, mm-hmm. and he started in the Super Bowl, so he has good experience there. But then Andre Dillard, the fact that this is your first round pick, you made that investment in him. I think that even though you saw him exclusively on the left side during camp or during the spring, I think they might cross train him a bit during camp. And then Jordan Mailata is someone who played more right tackle snaps mm-hmm. during the spring this year. So even though there are drop-offs, obviously, from Jason Peters and Lane Johnson, I think there's just more experience and more talent there than there is on the interior.
You think Andre Dillard is going to be ready to step in as a rookie if needed and hold it down?
I think they're really counting on a healthy year from Jason Peters. So I think the hope is the redshirt him. But I do think that the type of talent that he has, he'll be able to step in if there is an injury.
Okay. Speaking with Zach Berman from The Athletic. Now, Zach, we do the same type of thing with a guy named Adam Schefter. You're both big NBA fans, aside from knowing the NFL inside and out. I don't know if you know about this, but Elton Brand, Chief Beef himself, was on with us earlier in the week and said, for sure, Ben Simmons is going to come back with a jump shot. If he does develop that, what type of talent are we looking at with Ben Simmons?
you're talking about a top 10 talent. I mean, if he does develop that jump shot, because he was an all-star last year during the regular season, I think unequivocally he was a top 25 player, and that was without a jump shot. So if you add a jump shot to his game with the type of defensive potential that he has, the type of athleticism that he has, the size mismatch that he has, you know, I don't think we'll be able to count 10, 15 players in the NBA better than him if he adds that dimension.
All right, now just to flip it back to football to end with you on this one, we're doing this very early, the early stages, because I haven't talked to one person that hasn't said at least 11 wins for the Eagles this upcoming season. Right now, again, bird's eye view, outside looking in, before training camp, where about do you have the Eagles right now win total-wise?
I'd say 11 wins is a reasonable number, or that should be the goal. I think more than that might be a little ambitious. With that said, it really depends on number 11, you know? I mean, if Carson Wentz is healthy, this team's a legitimate Super Bowl contender. If Carson Wentz is not healthy, Nick Foles is not here this year. And Nate Sudfeld's taken 25 pass attempts in his career. So there's a great unknown there. That's a big variable going into the season. So it might seem simplistic. It might seem simplistic to say, but they're only going as far as Wentz takes this year.
Got it. Zach Berman from The Athletic. Congratulations again, Zach, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Anytime.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.